Well, let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 9, and verses 19 through 31 is going to be my text, and I want to speak with you on the transforming grace of God, the transforming grace of God, Acts 9, 19 to 31.
Chapter 9, verse 19, verse 31. Maka mungu wa kuzo ulatu, tika tibu yanga naza. Chisomo, chimene chimasimha moyo.
So I'm going to read a verse in English, and then you can read in your dialect, the Chichua language there. But we'll read this verse by verse. So verse 19. This is following Ananias being sent to Saul of Tarsus to anoint him, if you will, set him apart unto that gospel work to which the Lord had chosen and called him. Now remember, from the time that Christ revealed himself in him on the road to Damascus, to the time that Ananias came, he had spent 3 days shut up to God alone, speaking to no man. In fact, the Lord said to Ananias, when you find him, verse 11, behold, he prayeth. The Lord had him by his spirit crying unto him alone. We saw last time in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15 that Paul's testimony was that he did not receive this gospel from men. He was not taught of men, and that's true of any of us. The gospel of God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed by the Spirit of God through the Word of God to the child of God, not by men. And what's described in verse 18, which we saw last time as well, is the experience of one taught of the Spirit of grace. Immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith. In other words, sight to see Christ, to know Christ, to believe on him, come to him, rest in him, is all a work of the Spirit of grace alone. And what I love about the last part of verse 18 of Acts 9 is that Ananias did not say to Saul of Tarsus, now, you've got a lot to learn. We've got to catechize you. We've got to get you into some sort of baptismal class. And we got to make sure that you know exactly what it is we believe so you'll know what it is to preach. No, it just says, and arose forthwith and was baptized.
Chifake chikamona nusu ya kuma Pedro ya machidibe mutu ya kewa 9 yon, dimaga 18 yon. Sifa kuone sanso kunela kuti hania ama mkuzi sa Saulo yoyo kuri unafunika kuri uchitemu ino ubange makunziro akuti kabila kuno kare kristu tabila kuma kunziro akasi ubange izi. Pada lipenzile nizonze zo kunzi sa antu zimele si tabila kwa Saulo kuzise mutandize kukara mtu wa Mulungu. Kwa chikungo mfazona kuti ata choka mamba masomo ake anazuka na batizidwa. Pada lipenzile zina mileno mekosina zo tsadido bambuyo bache.
The word baptized in the original means to immerse, because it's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's the way that God has ordained for those who are taught of the Spirit of God by His grace to identify with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. They are baptized. They are immersed.
Maono batizo amananthauza kumizidwa. Kota kuti akamati kumizidwa chiyali chithunzi-thunzi chakufa ndi kuuka kwa mbuye wa Yesu Khristu. Kota kuti akazibonezera poyera kuti kudali kukhazikitsa kuti onse okhulupirira Ambuye azenekera kuzindikirika ku imfa ya mbuye wa Yesu Khristu kuti adafa naye ndi kuuka naye Ambuye Yesu Khristu pa ubatizo uchawo.
Now here's where I have to pause briefly and make sure that in your translation that they have not translated that word baptized otherwise. I remember preaching one time in Africa, and as I was explaining water baptism, being immersion, there was an elder in the congregation that stopped me, and he said, well, that's not what our Bible says. And I said, well, what does your Bible say? And he said, the word they use for baptize is sprinkle. And it was a group that did not believe in immersion. And so I said, well, that is a wrong translation. Sadly, there are those that interpret or put their views on Scripture when they translate. When someone dies, you don't just take a little dirt and sprinkle it on them. You bury them. And so water baptism is a picture of Christ's death. He died, He was buried, and He rose again. All of that is depicted in water baptism. But there's no salvation in the water. Just like for communion, there's no salvation in the wine and the bread. It's in the person that these depict, you see.
Pali vuto lalikulu limene limachitika chifukwa cha otanthauzira mawu amene amatanthauzira. Chifukwa tikamayang'ana kwambiri kuona kuti ndikumbuka zili ku Afrika, wina wake adalalikirapo uthenga, amautanthauzira mwa mtundu wina. Akutanthauzira mwa mtundu wina, choyitsedza chifukwa choona kuti nditalalikira ine ndiyamba kulalikira uthenga, adanditsutsa nanena kuti ayi, zimene mukulalikiramo ndi maphunzitso za ubatizo. Ubatizo sumene wowo iyayi pali vuto langu otanthauzira mawu amakamba zina monga mwa maganizo awo ndimene wakumvera kusiyana ndi mawu a Mulungu ndimene Mulungu adawakhazikitsira. Koma angakhale Mulungu adalunjikitsa anthu ku ubatizo wa madzi, sitikutanthauza kuti ubatizo wa madziwo umatha kupulumutsa anthu ayi. Ndi chithunzithunzi chabe cha imfa ya mbuye wa Yesu Khristu. Nkota kuti ubatizo wa madzi uli chabe sikupulumutsa. Chimodzi-modziso ungonero kuti timadya mkate ndi vinyo sutha kupulumutsa anthu ayi. Ndi chithunzi-thunzi chabe za imfa ya mbuye wa Yesu Khristu. Nde chenicheni ndi chimene chitachitika ndi Yesu Khristu mu imfa yake ya pantano. Ndicho kufunikira kwambiri kusiyana ndi kungogwira ubatizo kapena mgonero chabe.
You see, this is the one scriptural way that God has ordained for sinners that he has taught by his Spirit of grace to identify with Christ, to confess him. It's in water baptism, in immersion. Today, there are methods that religion teaches for people to confess or make a profession of faith. I won't say they're confessing Christ because the true Christ is not even preached. But they will preach a Jesus. They will preach a gospel of works. And then they will invite, which again, the gospel is not an invitation. It's a command. But they will invite sinners to do something. Raise your hand, bow your head, say a prayer, walk an aisle, see a counselor. All of these things that men have invented that you find nowhere in Scripture. Now, we need to be careful because we can do the same thing in that if we don't see anything happening while we're preaching over time, we have to be careful not to think that we can make things happen even by preaching baptism. I hear some preachers well-intending to do that. They think, well, we haven't had any baptisms in a while, so I need to start preaching on baptism. No. Our one message is Christ and him crucified, and where the Spirit of grace reveals Christ in a sinner's heart, their desire will be to identify with him in the waters of baptism. So if you're not seeing any that desire to identify with the Christ in the waters of baptism, what do? You keep preaching Christ and him crucified. That's it.
Pamene maguru angu ambiri, chipocho sazinigira utenga wabwino, ama yamba kumofukuza mautenga, amene ama kuna mautenga au azichita zingu. Kuna chumete nekira kuzio jona uli, ifesu iso ita kula iliki yobili zizitika hali, chote jibe mpambu, yomba kumisa zingu zizitika. Kwa kuti angu ama tenga kwa kukama mnigolaka, lelo kuchetu kulo, nipuzi sazwa ubatizo. Nikazi kukuzita, ye ama kenza mda kukuzita kukuzito la ubatizo, angu zampambu nijitika, kusinta kukwezeka. Ya, ya wende mafumzito chaga, ito kwa mungu wa loso. Kuma chimene kene kena kutiziwa ife, mungu wa la Kristu ofa chikika kwa mtanda. Na, chimene kwa chikika ite kutu, mungu wa la utenga wa Yesu Kristu ofa chikika kwa mtanda yeka. Utengawo umakazindikirikana ndi munthu wochimwa wosankhidwa. Kodi munthu wochimwa wosankhidwa amadza ndi kugonja kuthengawo. Akugonja kuthengawo nthawi yomweyo amakhala ndi wavomereza, wabatizidwa ndi ubatizo wa madzi ndipo wazindikirika kuchimene chimenekera kuchitika cha uthenga. Kani ya mtsiku.
Paul himself said that to the Corinthians, that God did not send him to baptize, that's in 1 Corinthians 1:17, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. So the message is always Christ. If we ever get off the message of Christ and Him crucified, we're in trouble. And our people are in trouble. This is the pattern we also saw with Philip when the Lord directed him to that Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8. Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture in Isaiah and preached unto him Jesus. That was his message. It was only after his heart had been opened to Christ that the Spirit put it in the heart of this Ethiopian eunuch to ask about water baptism or immersion in verse 36. As they went on their way, they came upon a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?"
And
you can see that Philip answered him very simply, "If thou believe with all thine heart." In other words, if God has been pleased to do this work of grace in your heart to reveal Christ in you, he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot, verse 38, to stand still, and they went down, notice, both into the water. You don't go down the water unless it's with the purpose of immersion. Both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. So it's very simple. It's a confession of the Lord Jesus Christ in truth. So coming back to my text in Acts 9 and verse 19, we see then not only the beginnings of the work of God's grace in Saul's heart, but the continuation of that grace. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "He that hath begun a good work in you, this good work, shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ."
Mm-hmm.
See, the grace of God is not a performance. The grace of God is the work of the power of God in His grace in saving a sinner. But here's the very first thing about this transforming grace of God that we see here in verse 19 is that the grace of God lifts up the fallen sinner. It says there in verse 19, the first part of the verse, and when he had received meat, he was strengthened. I will say to you that that is true physically. When he received meat, he was strengthened, but also spiritually, because the gospel is compared to meat and nourishment for the soul. In the very words of Christ that Ananias brought to strengthen Saul had that effect. Where God has purposed grace, there's going to be a strengthening of that sinner. The Lord told his disciples, without me, you can do nothing. That's a strong word, nothing. We're just like a sack lying on the floor. Empty, unless the Lord is pleased to raise it up and put something in it. I don't know about you, but as I was studying to preach this, the Lord brought home to my own heart the power of those three words. He was strengthened. It means he was taken from a state of helplessness and now strengthened even to go forth. I know that people like to misquote that scripture where Paul wrote and said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. But he was talking in terms of just living this life of grace that God had given him. Most people quote it in the sense of, I had a need, I needed some money, I didn't know how I was going to get through this problem, and so I can do all things. And they put the emphasis on I can. And preachers love to preach that up. You can. But no, if there's anything that is done, it is Christ who gives that strength. I could not know God without Christ. I could not come to Christ without Christ. He was strengthened.
Bible, muli mauena, amene asokoteza zambiri ndipo sakwamvetsa. Mauwo Paulo amene kuti ndikhoza kuchita zonse mwa Kristu kuti vatamphamvu. Kumva mauwo kuti ndikhoza kuchita zonse mwa Kristu opanda kuti vatamphamvu, ayakanga kuti akupatsa munthu kuthekera kuti akhale ndi mphamvu zochita zinthu, kuti Mulungu adakupatsa mphamvu kuti akhoze kupanga zinthu. Mpaka na amamba kulongoka, ineyo ndimafuna ndalama, ndikhoza kuzifuna ndalama. Ine ndimafuna chuma, ndimafuna zakuti, ndimafuna zakuti, ndiye kumakhala iweyo kufuna zinthu. Koma mawu ajawo amene ati ndikhonza mwa Khristu ondipatsa mphamvu. Sikulenderazwa kuti iweyo udzakhala pansi pa chisomo cha mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu, kudikira ndi kumvetsera kwa chisomocho. Ndi chisomocho chizika chita zinthu, ndi chikondikoni mmene momo zizikaonekera pa iweyo. Koma sikutanthauza kuti iweyo ukhoza kuchita kanthu chifukwa kuti ndi mphamvu. Ayi, nchifukwa cha angakhale olalikira pano pawe, olalikira ndi mawu anthu, mukhoza kuchita izi. Mukhoza ndi anthu akulimbikitsa kuti achite kanthu kuti akhale ndi zina zake. Koma akutsa kulimbikira kuti akhale ndi zina zake, amapeza kuti samukhala nazo zimene amapeza kuti akhoza kukhala nazo, chifukwa si mphamvu zathu ayi, ife timangokhala pansi mchisomo cha Mulungu, kudikira Mulungu achite mwachisomo chake.
Now remember, we're looking at, in this passage, the transforming grace of God. So, that grace of God lifts the fallen sinner. But secondly, the last part of verse 19, the grace of God draws those of like faith together.
Chimene chimasimpha moyo. Chipo chione kuti chisomo cha Mulungu chili chimangosimpha moyo ndi kusiya pambalanganda pawo. Ayi, komanso chimauyanjanitsa moyo ndi ena. Chikombo kamayangana ndima ya 19 yoyo, luso inayo pansi pamene alimba kuti azunzika mzunziyo. Mukapeza kapeza kuti auli. Ndipo anakhala pamodzi ndi akuphunzira akudza masiku masiku ena. Kuti ndiwo kudakhala chiyanjano chokhala pamodzi ndi amale ena.
It says there in verse 19, the second part, then was Saul certain days, notice, with the disciples which were at Damascus. You talk about a dramatic transforming change from where he was on his way to Damascus in the first part of chapter 9 to slaughter the disciples of the Lord. And now we find him identifying with those that he came to kill. We don't find him after this encounter with the Lord going back to those that sent him and trying to work out a compromise now where they could come to see what he had seen, but he's still trying to work from the inside out in their religion and organization and try to make a change. No, there was a complete separation between what he was and what he is now.
Pakuoneka kuti padali kupatulidwa, komanso kusinthika kwa thunthu kwa munthu uyu. Chifukwa zidachitika pa njira paja, sadabwere ndi ganizo ka, komabe popeza ineyo mmakonzeka zokawapha, kwanja mbuye zikhale komotere, kapena mwina ndapapaka kochocho, koma mkakhale pamodzi na abale amoyo aja ndafuna kuwaphaja. Sadachitire mwina, koma adangopita kwa anthu omwe anamakonzeka kukawapha, mmakhale limodzi.
All I run into people all the time, particularly even here in the city of Shreveport, Louisiana, where I preach. They say they believe this message of grace that I preach. But when I ask them, I say, so where are you worshiping? They say, oh, well, our family grew up in this denomination and we're still over here and it's kind of hard to leave. So we see that as our mission. We're just trying to make some headway so others eventually will come to see the light like we've seen the light. What I have to tell them is that they're deluded, that they've never seen the light. You see, because anything I find in Scripture where God has taught any sinner of His redeeming grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, they seek out the fellowship of those of like mind. They're not going to continue in the works of darkness or trying to find fellowship with the works of darkness. There's a complete separation.
Mukujita. Chifuga, chimozimeni kuchidziwa chona kuti masoko akatseguka ukasandurika mtima. Mulungu chayo amakupatsa njala ndi chibi choti uyang'ane malo ena pamene pala anzako abale wako amene amapembedza mofana mchikhulupiro chimene chaoneka kwa iweyo. Kuona kuti umachoka kumene umapemphera, umawasiya abale anzako amene umapemphera nawo limodzi.
Now, if someone's physically blind, eventually you can see it because even though they might have sunglasses on or something, eventually, by their mannerism, you get an idea, okay, that's a blind person. But how do you know that someone is spiritually blind?
Koma kodi mungamudziwe kwanje kuti munthu uyu ngwakhungu la uzimu. Popeza kuti munthu umatakuona iwe kuti munthu uyu ngwakhungu. Koma kuzimu mungamudziwe kwanje kuti uyu ngwakhungu.
Most physically blind people that I know don't want to draw attention to their blindness. And so they speak, they converse, they act in such a way as to overcome that blindness. I will tell you that spiritually blind people will do the same thing.
I
have some friends that are physically blind, and when I'm with them, if I go into a room and the light is out, I'll turn on the light. Or if they have to go into the bathroom, I will turn on the light for them. But it doesn't matter. The light could be on or the light could be off. If you're blind, it doesn't matter.
Amene umachangeza nao, umachokana nao kwa watenga, wabidi saba mdima, ama kaiti moti moti. Ukoza wadenga, wabidi saba wela, ama kaiti moti moti. Kwa kukida na wapa maloka mwene kwa libabu ya mange siku yaka, ama kalame chimozi moti. Sae zindikila kwenye kwa aja, kabina kwa ada. Kwa hiyo, ziko lima kaiti moti moti. Mene mwoso, nivene suali niko akungu kumakuzimu. Sao na kusinda kuna kulikose, ama kaiti moti moti.
But that's exactly how you identify somebody who is spiritually blind. Because they can sit there with the light on. In other words, you're preaching Christ and Him crucified. And they're saying, Amen. Yes, it's all in Christ. It's by God's grace. Amen. And then the very next time you find them, they're in some house of worship somewhere where the preacher's saying, yes, but it's grace plus your will. It's grace plus your works. And guess what they're saying? Amen.
Zini kuhino, nikula kula mawena mwose mene anga la ukulire, oshe mele la wala likira. Mene kukoso mwene kwa tinuwa, kukoso mwene kukupimwa uina kukulina la wanki, mene suri kumemtera, kula kanto sa uchenga kula likirwa, kula kanto sa kula kula, ameni, zini kuhino, la likira ni mtuwa kurungu. Ama anga la mkula chimozi mwose, kukwa ye, kulika kusina, kumene kula kule kanisa, baga kwa chishina, nijimshina, zonse ama sumo ni zambwe, ni mwa mwazifa, ameni.
Now here again, I need to tell you as preachers, this is where we need to be careful and look into the Lord alone. Because just like with baptism, just because we don't see any wanting to confess Christ in baptism, we need to beware not to make baptism immersion our message, no matter how right we teach it. And the same thing here. We cannot convince men against their will. We cannot see somebody like that and say, well, I'm going to get them to see. Oh, no. The one thing we do is to continue to preach Christ and Him crucified. That's it.
Tinenge kuzindikira choyambira kuti tisamapangeze zvinchoro chacho kuda kuwasintha anthu. Tikwasingathe kuwasintha anthu. Mwina kaya kuwauza zaubatizo, kaya kuwaratidza mmere, kapena kulankula kuyangana mukati ya ubatizo ngati tinda cholikidwa tichithandize kupromota ayi ndithu. Chimene ifeyo ntchito imene tidakwatsidwa ife, ndikulalikira uthenga okhawo wa Yesu Khristu opachikidwa. Ndiye uthengawo ndimene uli ndi mphamvu mpayokha kutsegula manso wakumvayo ngati kunenekera kutero akatero munthu kuti adzavomereza kuthenga wa ubatizo kapena kuubatizo kapena kuti adzavomereza kuimva ya mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu osati ndiye kumulumikizisa ubatizo kuti iyeyo akhalenga ndi walumikizika kuimva ya mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu ayi ndithu lalikira nthenga.
So we're looking at here the transforming grace of God. It lists the fallen sinner, but it also separates those that are objects of this grace out and draws them together with those of like faith, like we see in Acts 9:19. Then was Saul, I love it, certain days. That certainty is according to God's purpose. With whom? With the disciples, which were in Damascus.
Adali.
But now here's the third quality of this transforming grace of God we see in verses 20 and 21. And that is the grace of God, where that grace is manifest, it is going to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ in truth. Where the grace of God is evident in the heart of a sinner, a person listening to that sinner isn't going to go away scratching his head wondering what kind of Jesus he trusts. No, here it says in verse 20, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, and notice, that he is the Son of God. I don't know if you've ever been in a synagogue. We have one not too far from our house here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I've had occasion to talk to the rabbi. And they read the Old Testament scriptures every time they meet. They still meet starting at Friday night, which is their Sabbath, all the way till Saturday night. That's their Sabbath. And they will read the Old Testament scriptures. And they believe that the Old Testament scriptures teach of the Messiah. They use that term, that there is that Christ which the Old Testament teaches. You say, well, what's the problem? The problem is they will not have Jesus to be that Messiah and to say, as Paul or Saul here did, that he is the Son of God. Therein was their point of offense.
Asadamone Yesu mwana wa Mungu wa mama. Chinukwa kwa nuko, ngati muda pembirako kundingo mene anfa ama pembiramu masuna kwake. Kwa makunongo, kushema kwake. Ulipo mpingo makubi batu, amina ama pembiramu masuna kwake. Anfa amine undangu, amine ama samalisa kwa mbiri, kushuka sabata, ama yamba mazroa ajala chisanu, mpaka na sabata yao, ima kata lowe luka, mazuno,
To declare Christ as the Son of God is to declare him as God. And to declare this Christ as coming in the flesh is to declare him as God in the flesh. You see, therein was the point of offense.
The point of offense. kulalikira Yesu kuti ndi mwana wa Mulungu umakhala kuti walalikira kuti Yesu ndi Mulungu kulalikira Yesu kuti adasandulika thupi umakhala kulalikira kuti Mulungu adasandulika thupi kodi kuti sizisiyana pakati pa Yesu ndi Mulungu ndipo ndi Mulungu mwini amene akuonekera komano ukayamba kumuonetsera Yesu kuti ndi Mulungu nthawi yomweyo uthenga umenewu umakhala chokhumudwitsa akusaukhulupirira chipo amatenga Yesu payekha Mulungu payekha.
There are preachers today that are just as blind as their congregations, and they feel their way through the scriptures, and they see where it speaks of Christ, but they endeavor to preach a Jesus in such a way as to make him acceptable. You see, they don't want a Christ that offends. And therein we see the difference, because one taught by the grace of God testifies of the Lord Jesus Christ in truth, whether it offends or not.
Kutiwa musindikira Yesu wendiwende wa maleva amene ndi choonadi. Chimene chimachitika kusintha kumabwera kwa iweyo. Ukasinthika umakhala kuthenga umodzi womulalikira, umalalikira za Yesu Khristu opachikidwa pa mtanda weniweniyo. Ndipo pamawezera kubwera kwa Yesu ndi Mulungu. Nao zosapezaleza kuti anthu onsewa amene akulalika mauthenga wenawo okhudzana ndi Yesu ndi Mulungu wapaderapadera mbozi zawazizizi. Amakhumudwa ndi uthenga wathu umene tikuwulalikira wa Yesu wopachikidwa amene ndi Mulungu.
This morning on the morning news, I got up early and they were interviewing a Catholic priest. And of course, they're preparing for their midnight mass. That's why they call it Christ Mass. People kind of say, well, it's Christmas. No, it's Christ Mass. That's where it started. And here's what this priest said. And this is why I can't identify with these activities. He said God needed fellowship. And so he wanted to start getting people to love him. And what's the best way to get somebody to love you or to be drawn to you but to put a baby in their arms? So you could be in a crowd and here someone has a baby. Maybe you're not getting along, but as soon as you bring a baby in, all of a sudden everybody's looking at the baby and they're thinking just how nice and cute, kind the baby is. And they forget about their differences. And he said, that's why God sent his son as a baby. That was his answer. So everybody would get along, and they would love God in return.
Malumane akamakufusa mafuso munthu uja wansembe uja amamufusa ndiyeno mayankho amene amaonetsera amafuna abweretsa mauzo kuti Krisimasi amatanthauza chani ndiyeno amaoneka ngati kuti ndi chikumbutso cha Yesu cha Mulungu chifukwa amaonetsera ne kuti Mulungu akufuna anthu kuti ayanjane nawo ndiye amene kuti chifukwa Mulungu akufuna anthu kuti ayanjane nawo amene kuti chifukwa chake anthu amenekera kusonkhana mu tsiku limene la Christmas kwa afunika atayanjanitsidwa. Ino amayankhula kuti awunziri ngati mwana wakhanda akabadwa. Mmabwera naye poyera ndipo akabadwa atamnyamula mchifukato cha abake anthu amabwera chomwe akamuona nkhope mwana ujayo ndi amasangalala anthu ajawo ee mwana wabwino ee mwana wabwino. Ndiye sima amayamba kulapa kukhulupirana kuchotsa zimene zinali nkhawa zokhumudwitsa chani chifukwa amakhangali mwana uja wabweretsa kuchiyanjano wayanjanitsa pamodzi kodi kuti akamalankhula nkhani ya Christmas amawonetsera poyera kuti kuti abweretse mwana wake Yesu
See, people get all caught up with the manger. They get all caught up with the animals. They get all caught up with the shepherds and the angels. But wait a minute. This baby that was born in this world is none other than the Son of God. God in the flesh. And he didn't come just to be a baby. A body hast thou prepared for me. That body prepared was to be offered unto God as the sacrificial lamb to shed his blood that God might be just and justify. And that's the only way that any are going to be saved.
Malenga akamala nkula amanotukupilanga mwandikonzera. Akamalitukupilanga mwandikonzera. Adali yenzo amena amala nkula izi. Kulitukupilangela kwenzekere tsedwa. Kutinika kumalende mazuzo onse. Nika kweti kukurumusa. Awo amene kunenekela kukurumusidwa. Pamene anthu akutukupilanga pansi akamamusa mawuri awa. Sawa mbesesa.
The point here is, in Acts 9:20, that when Saul went back into these synagogues, we don't find him tiptoeing around and trying to be careful what he says. Don't want to offend anybody. I just want to love these people to Jesus. I'm going to try to take some time, and eventually, by God's grace, you know, people say, we're going to get them to see what I see. We don't see any of that. The straightway, I love that word. You see in verse 20? Straightway, he preached Christ, that he is the Son of God. And then if you look at verse 22, Saul increased the more in strength. There's that same word. And what? Confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. That's the grace of God that testifies to Christ in truth.
Muntu uyu atalowa atatendenga mtima atakurumuka pasoka aona Mulungu adama kufika numenzetsera anthu atapena kukepherera kumenzetsera amene awalalikira anthu ake kumaaona kama kukonda kwanje Ambuye ayi adali tizire zimene anafuna azipulizire pamene popo koma nthawi yaumwezi amawochitika izi akuti adalalikira Yesu kuti iye ndiye mwana wa Mulungu kutitazo zisadaphunzireso kuna kulikonse ndipo sabala kaa akaphunzira taona mitima kakwete tu. Ikuti, koma Saulo anakula makamaka mphamvu. Kuyangira pomwepa chakulu chakuti chopatsa mphamvu. Nadodometsa Ayuda. Kuntanzo kuti Ayuda adampeza kuti ngoda kuitsa zatheka bwanji. Nadodometsa Ayuda akukhala mDamasiko. Nawatsimikizira kuti ameneyo ndi Khristu.
And that's why we read in verse 21, all that heard him were amazed. You see, there's a clear, distinct message of Christ and him crucified compared to what we were before. And they all said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests. You see, even the world noticed that there was a difference. That's what the grace of God does. I have a business partner that knows that I preach. And for a while, he kept saying, you know, I need to come hear you preach. I need to come over to your church. I need to hear you preach. And so I said, well, wait a minute. Before you do, do me a favor. All of my messages are online. Why don't you go listen to a few first and see if you can hear a difference between what I preach and what you're accustomed to hearing. And let me know. And so some time went by and I didn't hear anything. And finally I asked him, I said, well, did you go online and listen to the messages? And he said, oh yeah. And I said, well, did you hear a difference? And he goes, oh yeah, there is a big difference. And I said, well, all right. Now that message is what the Lord has to teach you. And unless he does, come and sit and listening is not going to make the difference. It's the Lord that's got to bring that difference home to your heart. To this point, to this day, he's never come. But I know that if he is the Lord's and God by his grace draws him to Christ, the next thing I know, he'll be joining with us. That's what the grace of God does. It draws people of like faith together, but it's around the clear, distinct sound of Christ and him crucified.
Chimene chisomo cha Mungu chimachita ndiko kubweretsa pamodzi anthu munthu ochimwa anthu onse ochimwa osankhidwa kuti abwere pamodzi muchiphunziro chimodzi muchikhulupiriro chimodzi akachite chimodzi ndikumbuka ine ndidali ndi mzanga kwambiri mu business ndi mzanga kwambiri mu business mzanga amene timakondana timagwira bwino ntchito limodzi ndetse kulina anandiuza kuti amonga munzanga wokondana nane ndimafunira nditabwera ku chechi kwako ndikamvetsere uthenga uti umalalikira kuti umalalikiranso umapangeza chabwino ndakumva komabe kwanji zitere usadabwere ku chechi kwako ukapemphere nawo utengema uthenga amene tida alipo online aungenge ukayamba wamvetsera ku nyumba. Kuntu chasada kuerenzo mpaka nama. Koma kide sita nkawa. Chikandi matiwa chakuti. Ngati iyeyo mbale wa chima wa sanki ndo mbile nguwa kwe. Panga talike panga tani nkawa kambala. Kambala na kakala mje kumbisho jimene. Koma mbani siwa mbwe. Basi kande kuru wa pita basa. Mbile sani kasho kwea. Mbile mwamu jimene uchenga wa mwino. Uma chitikira mbuka maula likira. Uma mweleza.
Well, our time is gone, but there's one other point that I want to bring out concerning this grace of God that we're studying here in Acts 9, and that is in verse 23 that the grace of God brings opposition. Notice, and after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. When you're distinct and clear in preaching the grace of God, there are those who in their opposition and rebellion will wish you dead rather than to let you continue to preach this message that in essence condemns them Because here they are over in works and know nothing of the grace of God. I will tell you to beware of popular preachers. Beware of wanting to be one yourself. Because our Lord Jesus Christ wasn't popular. There were those that followed him, and yet when he truly taught them who he is and why he came and what he accomplished and for whom he came, it wasn't for everybody, and where he is now, they sought to kill him. We have a couple that attends our congregation now from far away, from the state of Alaska. And he was being transferred here to Shreveport, and so they got on the internet and they typed in Shreveport, Louisiana, Sovereign Grace Church. They were looking for one that preached the gospel of God's sovereign grace. And they were amazed at how many popped up. And so then they had to get more specific and type in what they were looking for, Christ and him crucified. They began to study and finally came upon our website. And when they read the clear message, they said, that's where we need to attend. And they've been attending here now for 6 months. I didn't seek them out. But the point is, there are many that speak of Christ. There are many that will even take the name grace or sovereign grace. And yet, it's not the Christ of Scripture. So beware. Beware.
Ako wachula baina omvega mitudu za chisomo zito mpana kambibo watu nduwa sovereign grace kambibo watu nduwa chisomo kumalalikira za chifurumutso za chisomo kambina wakani wakosama ala kusaza kambibo mipoja zina alumunjika uza chisomo kuri mpiko umalalikira uchenga wabu ino wenyeweni ayi nitu alipo wena adesa kambaina abu ino kumasta kulalikira uchenga wabu ino kambina wakosama ati kare wakosama ala kunoku amelipo kare ena amina wakala wazungu ila udelalatu mbaba kabe kari amene akala kunu ataone pamene tutalemba kuti Shreveport Sovereign Grace Church leno kulalikira Yesu Kristu wopachikidwa ndiye anthu akhala akuda kwandi kuona kuti pamene tae akhala kubwera kufuna kukaola kukamvera kuthenga umene uchawo mpaka na adakhala ndi chidi ndi njala chofuna atadziwitsitsa adaona kuti akuda kulalikira Khristu wopachikidwa pamdalali ya ifeso ndimafuna kuthenga wamtundu kumenewo mpaka na adabweraso pa intaneti ndikubwera ku webusaiti yathu ya Grace ndikuyamba kuphunzira zimenezi timalalikira ndipo adayamba kugwirizana nazo.
And you want to know where the opposition comes? Here it says in verse 23, after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. It comes from religion. Some of the meanest people in the world are in religion. They consider themselves to be people of God. And yet this message that condemns anything except for the work of Christ and His justifying, redeeming grace accomplished there at the cross, they would rather you dead than to hear you continue to preach this. My problem isn't with the men on the street. My problem in Shreveport and around this world are with people that profess to believe God in this word and yet deny the Christ of Scripture and refuse to give Him all the glory. They want to give man a little wiggle room, and therein they hate you. But what we're seeing here, and we'll have to stop here, is the beginnings of the fulfillment of what the Lord sent Ananias to say to Saul anyway, that he was a chosen vessel, in verse 15, called, and that he would bear his name before the nations. But he said, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. He went from being a popular preacher to one who was hated and pursued and detested, but therein he rejoiced. Which would you rather, be a popular preacher, hear a popular preacher, or be a persecuted preacher? One who, as Christ said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. I'd rather identify with this Christ who gets all the glory and apart from whom there is no salvation. And he is the one who saves whom he will by his shed blood and that righteousness that God the Father imputed there at the cross. I can't think of any better blessing than that. Well, may the Lord bless this word, what we've heard. Our time is gone, but I thank Him for being able to meet with you. You see, this is a way to identify in this modern day with this technology, with those of like faith. And I'm thankful that the Lord has used men of this world to put in place technology like we have, that we can meet together around this world, but it's going to be around this one Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.